This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, February 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Legislature to debate DPR's mill increase, a neo-NICS ban on state lands, and this week's shutdown countdown. A new bill to boost the mill. Assemblymember Eduardo Garcia of Coachella's revised a spot bill that initially proposed a sustainable pest management work group. The measure now deals with the mill assessment for pesticide sales. AB 2113 would increase the mill by more than 60% over the next 3 years. Now, keep in mind, the proposal mirrors a recommendation from an outside consultant, the Department of Pesticide Regulation, hired to examine ways to overhaul the mill. DPR has been struggling with a long-standing structural deficit, yet the Newsom administration filed a budget trailer bill last month detailing how it would spend a portion of the money on its controversial plan to ban certain pesticides by 2050. The sales tax boost would fund 117 positions and generate $33 million. Such a tax change, however, requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature, which is likely why Garcia dropped the budget proposal into a policy bill. This also provides an opportunity for farm lobbyists and other potential opponents to publicly debate the bill. Now, take note, AB 2113 will also allow DPR to sidestep the California Environmental Quality Act when the granting emergency regulatory exemptions. Without that, environmental groups could sue to block the use of pesticides needed to combat invasive species outbreaks. Agency bans neonics on state lands. The California Fish and Game Commission last week approved an enormous package of regulations. Tucked within that, and only briefly mentioned on a two-day, nine-hour meeting, was a provision banning the use of neonicotinoid class of pesticides on lands managed by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. The action stems from a 2017 request by an environmental coalition led by Earth Justice. Hardy Kern, who directs the government's relations at the American Bird Conservancy, one of the coalition groups, was, quote, very excited about the commission taking the action. At the hearing, Kern noted that the department has already dropped its use of neonics in state lands. He urged the commission to go further and ban their use for anyone who leases or sublet the land. Kern also hopes the regulatory action, quote, becomes a great platform to keep talking about this issue of pesticide use on public lands. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Klamath dams on their way down. One Klamath River dam is officially no more, and three more are on their way out. The 25-foot-tall Kopco No. 2 was taken down last fall in reservoirs next to three others slated for removal. Iron Gate, Kopco 1, and J.C. Boyle have been drained in preparation for demolition later this year, that according to a press release from the Klamath River Renewal Corporation. Does it impact farmers? Well, kind of. The removal of the dams, which are operated only for electricity generation, should help improve fish habitat in the river, that according to Brian Johnson, the corporation's board chairman. If these habitat improvements can successfully increase fish numbers, farmers may see less of their water supplies diverted to preserve populations, he told members of the Family Farm Alliance at their annual conference in Reno. As for other dams, former Washington Representative Doc Hastings commented on the agreement to undertake a series of ecological restoration measures and alternative power projects in the Pacific Northwest in anticipation of the potential breaching of Snake River dams. He told AgriPulse at the Family Farm Alliance Conference in Reno, quote, "If there's a new president, a different president than the one we have now, I have no doubt in my mind that those decisions would be reversed because they can be reversed by the executive branch." You can read more at AgriPulse.com. USDA among agencies facing possible shutdown. Partial shutdown of the government, including USDA, is looming as a possibility yet again as lawmakers struggle to agree on a deal to fund departments and agencies for the rest of the fiscal year that started October 1. There were hopes a fiscal 24 funding deal would be released over the weekend, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer informed senators in a letter yesterday, quote, that House Republicans need more time to sort themselves out. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been under heavy pressure from GOP hardliners to demand that any FY24 legislation include policy provisions that Democrats are resisting. By the way, Schumer warned of a shutdown of USDA that it would threaten vital food support programs for women and children and block critical loans to American farmers, threatening increased food prices for all Americans. Still at play? Well, under the latest continuing resolution, departments and agencies covered by agriculture, energy, water, transportation, HUD, and military construction measures are all funded through Friday. Departments and agencies covered by the remaining eight FY24 bills are funded through March 8. For more on this week's Washington policy agenda, reach out for our Washington Week Ahead at AgriPulse.com. USDA issues food deflation forecast. USDA economists have raised their forecast for food prices this year. The Economic Research Service has been predicting supermarket prices would fall 0.4% this year, but the new forecast is instead for inflation of 1.6%. That's still well under the increases for recent years and the 20-year historical rate of 2.7%. Some of the largest increases are expected in prices for sugar and sweets, 5.3%, fats and oils up 4.6%, and beef up 2.2%. Prices for dairy products expected to stay flat with an increase of just 0.2%. Pork prices projected to be down 0.5%. Ag shippers praise Federal Maritime Commission rule on billing reform. The Agriculture Transportation Coalition is applauding a final rule out Friday from the Federal Maritime Commission. It would reform detention and demurrage practices that the coalition said, quote, contributed to massive financial injury to U.S. shippers, that from small Main Street businesses to the nation's very largest ag exporters and retailers. The rule clarifies, quote, who can be billed within what time frame and the process for disputing bills, the FMC said. Abusive practices, including billing, detention, and demurrage, without informing the shipper what, when, or where the detention demurrage occurred and waiting years to impose the charges, the coalition said. Here's today's He Said It. If we want safe communities, we need to leverage existing resources to make insurance available and affordable. That Assembly Member Freddie Rodriguez of Pomona announcing a new bill to study home hardening efforts could draw more insurance options in rural regions. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, February 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.